With my eyes closed, I listened to the soft sound of music playing through my father's radio. I remembered so vividly what was playing that day. It was Missing You by Case. And it was so soothing to hear. And as the music played in the background, I had made up my mind to put myself to sleep and never have to wake up. For a time, I'll be forgotten by everyone around me, and I'll be in a much better and joyful place. Those were the thoughts of a 14-year-old girl who had just graduated from junior high school, but saw no reason to continue life as it was. Hi, my name is Niyi, and this is my story of how I got tempted to end my life. I'll be right back. I came from what society deemed as lower class family. My dad was a guitarist who made a living by playing at gigs and jazz clubs, while mom was a petty trader who had a kiosk close to our rented apartment. I didn't always have what I wanted, but I was loved. Thus, I was certain of. Times became very hard when my dad's gigs weren't paying as much as they should, and we had to rely on my mom's small corner shop she had on the streets for survival. It was so bad that I had to pick up a pair of abandoned shoes I found at the dumping site close to the house so I can wear them to school because my present pair were so bad and I didn't want to go to school with them. They were an eyesore. Sometimes, my mom had to shamelessly beg, and it was during one of these occasions when she did that she got slapped by one of our townspersons who lied that she caught her stealing from her wares. It was so embarrassing that mom had to stay in the house for longer hours until she was vindicated. Gradually, seeing all this as a child, it really got to me. I wondered how our lives would be like this. When my classmates were living lives to the fullest, perfect lives with their parents, I wondered, have you been forgotten by God? Remember when, growing up, you would have cliques, your girls and guys you'd always do stuff with? I had mine. Precious, Cozy, Amanda and Jennifer. We were always hanging out after Sunday service, talking about anything and everything that caught our fancy. In our circle, I was closer to Precious more. We had this connection that I couldn't quite explain, but fun was a loving. One certain Sunday, Precious didn't show up in church. I thought she was ill, so I went over a place to check on her, only to be told that herself and her parents had relocated back to the States permanently. This was where it struck me. I was never going to see Precious again. I cried. During my trying period, the girls made sure that I didn't feel the impact of Precious' absence that much. They cared, consoled, and even hung around me often than much. But all this changed when they all got admitted into junior secondary school. My parents couldn't afford my entrance examination fees into junior high and decided that I was going to sit for the exam in primary 6. I was in primary 5 then. I never thought this would matter until I learned that Cozy, Amanda and Jenny were all to take the exam in primary 5 and were going to be in different classes for me next academic session. Instantly, the rapport with me changed. I was no longer seen as a friend, but more like a junior. But come to think of it, in reality I was, because when anybody spoke about schoolwork and boys, I would always stay numb and confused as I had no idea what they were discussing about. Another thing was, they were too fashion conscious. They not cared more about how they looked and were always satisfied when the guys in church, both young and old, complimented their outfits. I would have wanted nice outfits too, but my parents couldn't afford them. They started dissociating from me, except for Amanda though, who spoke with me only when the others were not around. Slowly, I found myself in the pit of isolation and depression. My self-esteem was gone, and so was my life drifting too. It wasn't my fault that my parents had to struggle to survive. I really wanted to help, but I don't know how to go about it. The walls of confusion were closing in, and the mere thought of having my friends distant me because of my societal and financial status and lack of fashion sense really added to my hurt, that I felt life wasn't worth living for. So as Casey's Missing You was still jamming, I walked around my brains to see how I was going to put an end to this, an end to my existence. But Providence wasn't done with me yet. As soon as I decided to go about it, my brother came in. That was the end of my suicidal bliss. With many years gone by, I cannot but be grateful that I hadn't pulled the trigger of misfortune at myself. Suicide was never the solution. Acceptance and finding your purpose was, and I'm glad I know that now. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. That's all for now, but I'll be seeing you in the next episode of I Got Tempted, hosted by me, Nie, from Tamir.fm.
I Got Tempted was produced by Nie and Ikoriza. This episode was edited, mixed, and mastered by Ikoriza. I Got Tempted is a production of Jamic Media.